Joining me in the studio today are three young men in the studio today.
Hello, Paula.
We've got Gavin and we've got David.
Hello.
And Dara. Hello, yes. Dara.
Hey, Paula.
There's a microphone there. So you've come in to talk about this fundraising gig that's going to be happening in the Pint. So Dara, I think you're the sort of the driving force behind this. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
I'll be going to India next June and I need to raise €3,000. So it was back during the summer. I was up till 6 o'clock in the morning watching Wayne's World 1 and 2 with Gavin here. And then we thought, do you know what? We should hold a concert. That'd be a great thing.
Yeah.
So
Drunken ideas.
Yes. So we decided, let's call it Dara Fest, like the way it's Wainstock in Waynesville too.
Yeah.
So then we thought, hang on, Dara's going to India. Let's make it a charity idea as well.
Yeah.
So then it just all came together, then just went, booked the venue, and I already knew Gav, and I've got another friend as well in the other band, Crossfire.
Okay.
And then I just... Davey here as well as in the Bloody Mondays, and he has his own
three bands.
Busy night. Versatile David there.
Yeah.
So what are you're going to volunteer in India, or what are you intending to do?
Yeah, I'm going over for 3 months to do some teaching work in New Delhi, and we're going to be teaching and for 3 months, and then I've got 3 months to travel at the end as well. But it's mainly the teaching and. Yeah, there's like 10 of us going over, 10 volunteers in each team, but there's 80 people going over to India this year.
Oh, cool.
So there's about 40 going to New Delhi, and then there's another 40 going to Calcutta.
Okay, cool. So can you tell us a bit more about the gig? What I know it's sort of split into two parts, so that's why it's called the double dose thing.
It's just like there's two distinct styles. Like there's the lighter side, like David's got the...
I'll be doing the Veteran Fraud songs.
Our listeners are very familiar with David.
As the opening. And then for the headline band on the first dose, I'll be playing on the bass then for Bloody Mondays. And then I'll get a well-earned break for about half an hour to 45 minutes before I'm up again with Axis Symmetry.
Yeah, and then...
3-1.
Yeah, that's it. Three gigs one night.
Yeah.
You're a busy man.
Yeah.
So, no rest for you.
It's worth it. It's, you know, charity, so why not? You know, it's nice to be nice.
Just doing your bit.
Exactly.
As they say. So in the first half, we've got the Bloody Mondays. Little Boy Hero.
That's my friend, one of my friends from my course in college. He's in a band from Donegal.
Okay.
And... I just asked him, like, do you want to come down and play in Dublin for a bit? And he's just like, yeah, I'll have to ask the lads, see if they come down. But he decided to, or they said yes.
Yeah.
And so they're getting another gig outside of Donegal now. So they might
Night
get
out,
a bit,
you know?
Yeah. Get more exposure.
Exactly. And obviously, closing the first half of the show, we've got young David there and his alter ego of Veteran Fraud. So in the second half we have Gavin, obviously Gavin and David again with Axel Symmetry.
Brilliant.
Negative Results, who are they?
They're a band from Galway. Gav actually introduced them to me.
They found them through Facebook and I was like, wow, this is good. I gotta send this on to Dara, and then
we
got in contact.
Dropped the frontman an email and it was just like, yeah, I've got a charity gig coming up and I was wondering if you want to come. And he says, yeah, sure, go ahead. So I went to see him there a couple of weeks ago in the industry.
Mm.
And they're pretty good, but...
Not a big turnout that night either.
Shocking turnout. Like, I thought, they're a pretty good band. Why aren't there more people here?
Yeah.
I mean, like, there was the other bands, and then there was me, Gavin, and Matt, the other guitarist from Axial Symmetry. And we were just like, where are the other people? These should have more exposure.
Yeah.
So,
there's going to be a fairly good turnout, I'd say, now at Dara Fest.
And we've got Crossfire playing. So, do you want to tell us a little bit more about Crossfire?
Crossfire, I've known them since I was in fifth year. I was in school with the guitarists, and I was actually going to be a third guitarist in the band, but I...
Musical differences.
It's always the way, isn't it?
No, it's more they were at a much higher level of playing than I was, and then with college and stuff was getting in the way, so I didn't have as much time to get up to their same level, so they kind of let me go a bit.
Cool. So is there what's the admission charge if people want to pop down and check out the bands?
€5 on the door for the whole night, so like the main thing is, like, you've got, it's almost like there's two separate gigs, like that's why there's the double dose, so like if you don't want to stay for the metal night, then you can just show up for some of the earlier bands.
Yeah, the lighter music. Yeah.
And then if there's metalheads that don't want to stand around listening to Bloody Mondays, like, no offense.
No offense.
A lot of metal.
They can turn up a bit later.
My dream.
Yeah, they can turn up later and then they can play, or they can, like, mosh.
Mosh, yeah.
We don't condone moshing, folks. You know, people get injured.
If you do it properly.
Yeah.
It's an organised mosh.
Yeah.
So, you know, distinct footprints to stand in, so you don't bump into anybody else.
It's like Twister.
slightly. But so £5 for, you know, even if you wanted to go to one half of it, is, you know, for three bands for €5 is compared to Blur that are charging £68 for their
like you're saying six gig. Bands in one night for €5.
So it's
if
a Euro
you go
band.
To see like Blur, for instance, there's only going to be about two bands there, and it's like, oh yeah, well, that was all right, I suppose, you know. At least you're guaranteed to have, you know, if not all six bands, at least three or four bands that you're going to like there, you know?
Yeah.
So it will be a good night and well worth dropping in.
It's a good cause as well, you know? It's all to help that out, you know?
Yeah. So what does SUIS stand for?
SUIS is an it's actually SUIS Educational Development.
Oh, okay.
It was set up by a group of Trinity students back in 2002. They went off to Calcutta in 2002, and then they came back, they decided to set up their own charity too, that was outside of the mainstream ones like Goal Concern and Oxfam and all them. And then their main focus is on education, like improving people's education around the world. So they set one up in Calcutta, and they have, this year they're not going to Kenya, but they'd usually go to Kenya as well. And there's just too much of a security threat over there because there's political turmoil over the elections this month, so they couldn't guarantee the safety of the volunteers. And then they also have stuff over here in Ireland as well. They have an after school program where volunteers can go and help kids with any particular subject that they're struggling with. So the main thing is just education for everyone.
So when are you hoping to head out?
The 5th of June is when the departure date.
So you haven't got long, really.
No.
So people, get down to the point on the 28th and check out this gig. As I say, six bands for €5. You can't really complain for that. So Gavin and David, what are your bands, band thing up to at the moment? I know you've got your EP.
Right.
Your EP is coming out.
Yeah.
Actually, all the bands.
I'm going to record that very, very soon. I was thinking, if I just add three more songs to that, it's an album. So,
yeah, that's,
you know,
the thing.
I might do that. I have
three
songs
there.
So, tonight, myself and Alan Hughes are going to be playing an acoustic set in the Lord Mayor's and Swords.
Okay.
So that's going to be pretty good. And then Sunday night, we're playing in the Slaughtered Lamb as Bloody Mondays for the Patrick's Day festival thingy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, the doors open from 6 o'clock on that. So that's going to be a really good night too. The 27th then of March.
Blimey.
It's crazy. The 27th of March, the day before this, myself and Alan are doing an acoustic set in the Globe in town. I think that's just off Dame Street. And so you pop along there. People that are interested, they'll get an idea of what's going to be on the 28th.
Yeah.
So it's just to get us warmed up for that, really.
Fantastic. So what's Axial Symmetry up to now? You know, you were signed to Near Records.
Yeah, the contract's finished.
Yeah. What's the state of play now? Where are you now in the grand scheme of things?
We're knuckled into recording at the minute.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to prepare for this EP. It might be released on actually the night of Darafest, but I just have to see how recording goes anyways, because of Davey here, he's off with Veteran Fraud and Bloody Monday.
He's a busy boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So busy. Get his time. Get his time
to
out.
To book me in.
Yeah, to book him in, even though...
Booking in his own brother. How, you know.
We started his career.
It's terrible. Oh, that's it. Gavin, it's taken, Gavin's taking the credit now for...
Yeah.
Taking David's...
sorry, Gavin.
So, yeah, thanks so much for coming in and talking to me today. Thank you, Dara. And hopefully, as I say, we'll get a few people into town on the 28th and get that £3,000 together.
As a bonus on Darafest, actually, if he raises a separate €100, he's going to shave his head, apparently, at the end of the night.
And his hair is it's relatively long.
It is.
So that would be a...
Some people, you know, come up and say, here's a couple of euro, I'm going to shave this lock, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, a few people.
A DIY job, yeah.
Yeah, I'll trim it off.
You can have a mohawk like me.
Do it live on.
Get a mohawk done.
Live on air. You can have a shave it, shave your head on live on air or something, maybe.
Do it a near special.
Yeah. Near shave your head for charity.
Exclusive.
Special.